So in the last video, we looked at free tools in general. And, you know, in the last 24 hours, this has kind of changed. This is how quickly things move. I'm not going to update the slides, but I will kind of give context. This is basically free now, but we can pay extra to get more chats. We can go to Claude.ai, like I said, and we can now access Claude Sonnet 3.5 with artifacts for free. But if we pay for Claude Plus, then we'll just get, you know, more chats. But anyway, what we're going to look at here is the core thing that we need, which is the AI that's going to write our code and build our actual code. Okay, it's essentially going to do the entire application for us. Now, in the next video, I will switch from calling this same technology. I'm not going to call it an AI code builder. It's going to be, I'm going to refer to it as a debugger or an editor. Okay, but for now, when we are building our first version of the app, the minimum viable product, the first app that kind of works, the first one with all of the code in there, that first version of the app, we're going to call these our AI code writers, our code builders. And then in just a second, we will, you know, pretty much use the same ones, but we'll now start calling them code editors and debuggers. But these are kind of two different frames of mind that we're going to have, two different states and kind of flows as to how we interact with them. So for now, we're going to call them our AI coders, our AI code writers. So the main AI writer we want is Claude Sonnet 3.5 with artifacts. And the reason that we want this is because it's the most intelligent one at writing code. And with this artifacts thing, it basically has this beautiful interface where on the left, it will, you know, tell us what it's doing. And then on the right, it will actually write the code. And in some cases, it will actually run the code or display visual things. It will run some JavaScript and do some clever kind of visual things for us. And so it's just a really, really cool addition to the kind of boring chat interface, where it's just one long thread. We now have these artifacts on the right, which kind of give us a live output of how our code's going to look sometimes. Now, like I say, they have just made this so that even free plans at Claude.ai can get Claude Sonnet 3.5 with artifacts. And so you can go and pay the $20 a month, which is what I will continue doing. Some people actually get so much value from this that they will have like two or three Claude accounts. And if one of them hits the limit, they will switch over to the second one. I personally think that's overkill. It's not, you know, not even something that I do. But for now, you can just stick with the free account and then upgrade when you're ready to. You actually don't need to pay the $20 per month right now. I also recommend, though, even though Claude Sonnet 3.5 is the best one, I also recommend you have like a second backup AI. Now, the best AIs for coding are Sonnet 3.5, Gemini 1.5 Pro, and GPT-4o. But for most people, the second backup AI language model that I recommend you get is just GPT-4o, which you can get with a free ChatGPT account. It's almost as good as Claude 3.5, not quite as good though, in my opinion. It doesn't have those artifacts, that sidebar that lets us copy code more easily. But the reason as well that I kind of do this is to get a second perspective on things. And so sometimes I will run out of credits on Sonnet 3.5, even on the paid plan. That happens a lot because we're going to be dealing with some, you know, pretty big context windows. There's a lot of code going on. And so very quickly we can kind of get to a point where it will say, you've used up all your chats, come back in 3 or 4 hours. And when that happens, you know, you still need an AI to talk to. And so what I will do is I will often just go over to ChatGPT and sort of continue the conversation there. But secondly, when I run into a bug, I like to run that bug through both Sonnet and GPT-4o, because sometimes GPT-4o will suggest something that Sonnet misses. Sometimes Sonnet will suggest something that GPT misses. And you can kind of say, hey, Sonnet, you know, I just spoke to another language model and it suggested this. What do you think? And sometimes Sonnet will say, actually, that other model is correct. I was wrong. Let's do it that way. But it kind of needs that, you know, copy pasting, that additional idea, that second perspective to kind of, you know, to really get a good sense of things. As well, even though we are going to be looking at Cursor as specifically as a code editor and debugger when we've actually got our first version of the app done, you can also now build entirely from scratch using Cursor's Composer feature, which is very new. It's literally a few days old at this point. I think it's been live like, you know, a week or two. I personally find Claude 3.5 better than Composer when it comes to building out the initial first version of the app, which is why we're going to be using Cursor as our editor and debugger, but we can still use Cursor in theory to basically create our app. And so kind of here, it's been a bit sort of arbitrary where the the same AIs that we use to edit code are the same AIs that we use to actually build it. And yet I've kind of separated the two. But like I say, these are different approaches. They require a different way of looking at things. And that's why we will favor, you know, Sonnet 3.5 and 4.0 when it comes to building out the first version of the code. And then we are going to switch to Cursor AI and Sonnet 3.5 when it comes to actually editing and debugging the code. So for now, our best code builder is Sonnet 3.5. We'll also use GPT-4.0. And in theory, we can also use a Cursor AI's Composer feature to build from scratch as well. And then in the next video, we are going to move on to actually editing and debugging the code once that first version has been done. So thanks, and I'll see you in that video.